concrete pavements are heavy-duty pavements, so we're talking heavy trafficked arterial routes, basically. On the heavily trafficked routes, about 30% of the pavement's now concrete pavement. And the reason for that is that concrete pavements require to be constructed free of traffic. We also tend to have a dedicated batch plant, which means the setup costs of establishment may be of a couple million dollars worth of plant on site. You're looking at a fairly large project, so it will only be used for greenfields, new deviation type work, and that depends on how many of that scale of project is being constructed. Currently, we have a construction burst, the same as the Australian Bicentennial Road Development Program, and so there are quite a few concrete pavements being built, but if there's an economic downturn, all pavements will decrease, but especially concrete.
The cost of building concrete roads for many years was far greater than building an equivalent asphalt road. And initially it was basically because the asphalt industry had very good mechanised equipment, and the concrete industry took a long time to develop the same mechanised process to get scales of economy. But where concrete was always seen to be better and had proved it through calculations, etc., was that on a whole of life cost or a life cycle costing, where you'd look at the cost of maintaining the pavement beyond its initial construction to a 40-year life. And flexible pavements required maintenance, resurfacing, and other repairs. And concrete pavements tended to only require seal replacements and minor patching. And if you looked at the whole of life cost, even though concrete might be initially expensive, over the whole of the 40-year life, it turned to be a less cost to the road agency.
New South Wales in particular have really gone for concrete roads in a big way. Queensland, a bad mix views on concrete roads. On the Gold Coast, they've done quite a bit. Victoria, I think they've generally been anti-concrete roads. They have done a few, but they haven't shown much interest in concrete roads. South Australia, probably haven't done any worth talking about, and neither have in West Australia.